Welcome to B Movie Bliss. Ladies, gentlemen, and sentient beings of the multiverse, welcome to another thrilling episode of B Movie Bliss, the podcast where we embrace the quirkiest and most endearing terrible films the world has to offer. I'm your host, Brian, the fearless navigator through the cinematic cosmos, and today we're diving headfirst into a film that defies the laws of good taste, common sense, and probably physics too. Buckle up, my friends, because we're about to explore the surreal wonderland that is Miami Connection. Now, let me set the scene for you. Picture this, a synth rock band, a martial arts master, and ninjas. No, it's not the fever dream of an 80s obsessed toddler, it's the actual plot of a film that somehow made it to the big screen. And we're just not talking about any film, we're talking a film that is so bad, it wraps back around to being a masterpiece. It's like a cinematic Mobius strip, and we're here to unravel its absurdity. Now, before we dive into the glorious chaos that is Miami Connection, let me ask you this. Have you ever wondered what would happen if the creators of a movie had a few too many drinks, a karaoke machine, and a random assortment of martial arts props? No? Well, today's your lucky day because Miami Connection is the answer to that question. A question you never knew you had. So, grab your nunchucks, dust off your neon leg warmers, and get ready for a podcast episode that's more explosive than a ninja battle in a synth rock concert. This is B-Movie Bliss, and Miami Connection is our ticket to the wild, untamed frontier of cinematic insanity. Let the bad movie therapy begin. The film kicks off with an unabashedly 80s synthwave soundtrack that immediately transforms viewers to a bygone era. It's a love letter to a time when neon lights and mullets reign supreme. As the credits roll, I find myself immersed in the promise of a cinematic journey that's as erratic as the fashion choices of its characters. Enter Dragon Sound, the rock band at the heart of this martial arts extravaganza. The opening rehearsal scene is a masterclass in cringeworthy musical performances, with lyrics that are so earnestly bad, they loop around to being strangely endearing. The juxtaposition of the band's wholesome camaraderie and their ability to dismantle a broom with their musical prowess is both hilarious and unintentionally brilliant. Dragon Sound's members, all martial arts enthusiasts and university students, navigate the complexities of friendship and romance in a plotline that is so convoluted as it is entertaining. The wooden acting and stilted dialogue become part of the charm, reminding us that we're not here for Oscar-winning performances, but instead for the sheer audacity of the storytelling. As the characters navigate the challenges thrown their way, YK Kim, the film's writer, producer, and star, delivers pearls of wisdom that are unintentionally profound. His character, a martial arts instructor, becomes a source of unintentional humor as his lines veer between motivational cliches and earnest attempts at sage advice. No review of Miami Connection would be complete without mentioning the motorcycle riding ninjas who serve as the film's antagonists. Their presence is as bewildering as it is delightful, adding an extra layer of absurdity to the already eclectic mix. The fight scenes, while far from technically impressive, are a testament to the filmmaker's commitment to delivering unfiltered entertainment. The cinematic showdown between Dragon Sound and the motorcycle ninjas is a symphony of martial arts choreography that is both cringe-inducing and oddly mesmerizing. The over-the-top violence and cheesy dialogue reaches a crescendo, leaving viewers torn between laughter and disbelief. As the credits roll and the synthwave music returns, I find myself reflecting on the cinematic eccentricity that is Miami Connection. It's a movie that unabashedly embraces its flaws, inviting viewers to revel in a joy of a bygone era of filmmaking where technical perfection took a back seat to unbridled enthusiasm. Miami Connection earns its place among the pantheon of so bad they're good films with a charisma that transcends its technical shortcomings. It's a nostalgic trip that combines awkward performances, martial arts mayhem, and 80s niche into a package that is as entertaining as it is endearing. In the realm of cult classics, Miami Connection stands tall as a beacon of unapologetic cinematic eccentricity. Giving this a rating and the so bad it's good scale, I'll say this one gets an 8.5 out of 10. Ladies and gentlemen, ninjas and rock stars, we've reached the final act of another electrifying episode here at B-Movie Bliss. Tonight, we jammed out to the beats of Miami Connection, a movie that taught us you can solve all your problems with martial arts and a killer 80s synth soundtrack. I don't know about you, but after watching that film, I decided my life needs more motorcycle riding ninjas with a passion for rock and roll. Who needs therapy when you can have a Dragon Sound therapy session? A huge shout out to our sponsor, Dragon Sound Karate Studios. Because why settle for a regular gym when you can learn to kick butt and play the guitar simultaneously? Now, as we say farewell to our favorite ninja rock band, I can't help but ponder the profound life lessons hidden beneath the mullets and fight scenes. Maybe, just maybe, the true meaning of friendship is found in the harmonious chords of a well-executed roundhouse kick. Before we ride into the sunset like a ninja on a flaming motorcycle, I want to extend my gratitude to all you listeners out there. You make this podcast possible, and for that, we salute you with a ninja bow and a power ballad. Don't forget to follow us on social media for updates, memes, and the occasional martial arts inspiration. And if you enjoy the show, leave us a review. It's the ninja way of saying, you guys rock.